Hi everyone, Glenn Twiddle here. Welcome to another installment of our program. Today's topic is going to be one of the most important ones so far. And as you know, we've had some great topics and some great guests. Today, I'm going to talk to you about one of the most important aspects of your real estate career, that if you nail just this one thing, it's going to immediately catapult you right to the top of your marketplace if you get this right and implement it in your career. So, as part of the study and the research for leading up to the Queensland Real Estate Agent Summit and the tour across the country, what I've been studying is lots of real estate agents. Recently, I personally did some secret shopping activity where I studied some agents, just some randomly chosen agents, and what they did at their open for inspections. And let me just say to you guys, the results were quite disappointing. Some of you guys might have seen my blog report on the secret shop. And for those of you who have got and listened to the ultimate open for inspection, many of them certainly fell well short. In fact, all of them fell well short of the standards that some of my inner circle coaching clients are doing with their open for inspections. So that's really good news for you guys, that none of the agents out there, and really, and I'll say that with some confidence, that very, very few, 0.1% of the agents out there are doing what I'm going to teach you guys today. And if you guys get it, it's very simple. It doesn't cost anything. And you've already got all the equipment, all the technology with which to implement it. And it's going to put a massive amount of money in your bank account. So arguably, this could be one of the most important volumes of the program so far. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about testimonials. Now, I'm not talking about the boring testimonials that I see on many agents' websites, where they have some testimonial from some random person that's identified by their initials, BV, and some, you know, random piece of, you know, let's say, varying degrees of meaninglessness. I'm going to hopefully get for you guys a way that we can get your clients to say about you specifically what you want them to say, and over time you're going to develop a testimonial reel that is absolutely gold. And here's the thing, we're going to get video testimonials. We're not getting written testimonials. We're not getting letters of recommendation. We are going to get video testimonials, because the fact of the matter is that when you get a video testimonial, with that comes, well, if you extract the audio from that video, you've got an audio testimonial. If you have that testimonial transcribed word for word, you already have a written testimonial. So you have all the forms of testimonial by getting it in their words. And I'm going to teach you a step-by-step method of extracting a very specific and meaningful testimonial and have it done in video and have the clients want to give it to you. So let's get straight down to it. Well, step one is we need to get you prepared. So all of the equipment you're going to need is you want a little pocket camera. You don't want a video camera. You want a little pocket camera, like but a camera that can take video and record sound, of course. And you'll find one off. I think I've got a Sony, you know, again, for a few hundred dollars now. I think mine was $600 or $700 when I first bought it. But a digital camera that will record video and save it as an MPEG or a WMV. It's best if it doesn't save it as an AVI, because they're the bigger video files. It's best if it's an MPEG. And that it'll record video to a high, most of them are a pretty high degree of quality. That's what you want. You don't want to have the latest video handy cam that's actually a video camera, because that's more intimidating than a little pocket camera. And I'm going to teach you the script in a moment. So that's all the equipment you're going to need, is your little pocket camera that's ready and set up to take video. Now, next thing you need is a person who likes you. So we're going to start off with the basics. If you don't have anyone who you've done business, if you're a brand new person to real estate, you won't have any past clients. So if that's the case, you go and find someone who likes you, who can say something honest and good about you, and just get some that, look, they're going to be more powerful testimonials that you get when you've got past clients. But for now, just get someone, if they can say that, look, as a result of doing business with Bob in the past, I can honestly say he's honest, he'll do what he says he's going to do, and he'll do the right thing by you. Or whatever it is that they're going to say that's good about you. Something is better than nothing. I'm going to give you an example later of a one that I just whipped up just as an example to show you guys what I mean. And you'll see as some of those things on mine aren't the best testimonials in the world. Some of them are better than others, but I just whip something up to show you what one of these testimonial things should look like. And mine is probably as bad as you can make it, but it's good enough. Don't wait till it's perfect. Get something. So start off by getting someone to say something good about you. So what you would say then, now I'm going to hope that eventually you get some past clients that have done a good job by you. Or here's another idea. If you haven't got any past clients that you've done a good job for, maybe the office has. So it's pretty much just as good if they say, as a result of doing business with X, Y, and Z real estate, that's pretty much as good as if they say, as a result of doing business with you. As a result of doing business with Glenn Twiddle, so or whatever. So certainly, if you can get your principal's permission to go and interview some of the clients that your office has done a good job for, then that would be almost as good. So you go and you visit the person. Then you just buy them a cup of coffee and you say, well, look, the boss has asked me to come and see you. Just blame someone else. That way you're off the hook. You say, look, the boss has asked me to come and say g'day, bit of follow-up to see how we did for you. So you're just buying them a cup of coffee. The camera is in your pocket still. They don't know what you're going to do. You've got your camera set up, ready to record in your pocket. It's on the video setting already, but it's turned off and in your pocket. Then you say to the person, shoot the breeze for a little while, you know, build some nice rapport or whatever. And then you say, well, look, the boss has asked me to come down and you know, just see, how'd we go for you? How was your experience when you did business with us? You know, or with me, or whatever the case may be. And then when they go on and they say, yeah, it was great, and you know, you might just say, okay, well, what was the end result that you got? Did you end up moving house? Did you end up selling your current property? What sort of money did you put in your pocket? You know, as a result of doing business with us, how'd we go? And they'll come back with a variety of answers. Now, if you do this for long enough with every single client of yours, now, to starting off with, you're going back historically to clients. Just keep going back to old clients that you or your business has had until you get a couple that are rippers. Now, if you've never had rippers, you need to invest some more in your business. One of my guys who's just an absolute dream of a student, and even using the word student is incorrect. The guy's a colleague. The guy is just, I learn as much from him as he does from me. He's been in the industry for literally 2 months, and he's had three contracts in those 2 months, and all three of them, in those negotiations, he has gotten more than the asking price. Over list price. So how good do you think when he says, look, the boss has asked me to come and say g'day, how'd we do for you? What do you think they're going to say? They're going to say, as a result of doing business with X, you know, I've ended up with more money than list price. I mean, I don't know how he did it, but the fact of the matter is, if you're thinking of doing business with this guy, just do it. You know, what a great testimonial. And he can honestly say 100% of the time this year, I've gotten more than list price. So that's the sort of testimonial you want. One of my other students has, you know, all the local agents, and in fact, this was a referral that I gave him. All of the local agents had told my referral that the thing was worth mid 400,000s. And within a week, my guy got him $515,000, or it might have been 510. But anyway, it was $50,000 better than my person, my ex-client, was expecting to get. So had he have went back, and he didn't at that time, because this is a student from some years ago, before I'd learnt this particular procedure, had he have went back and said, how'd we do? What do you think this guy's going to say? As a result of doing business with you, I ended up getting with $50,000 more than I expected. Now, do you think this guy's going to have a problem? Remember our last talk was on fighting cost cutters. Do you reckon if your seller sees a testimonial in video on YouTube or somewhere that says, as a result of doing business with you, I put $50,000 extra in my pocket that I wasn't expecting. Do you think they're going to haggle over a $1,000 or $3,000 discount and, you know, for you to match a competitor who's offering a discounted commission? I think not. These are very powerful. This could be a game changer for you guys. So this is the script we use. How did we go? You know, money in your pocket, you know, happiness you now enjoy, time with your children. You know, again, that extra 50 grand. What if he used that 50 and he took a year off from his job to spend with his young family? You know, if you got that sort of testimonial where you can feel tears starting to well up in your eyes, you know you're on the right track. I mean, that's gold. So that's the sort of testimonial you want. And if you get enough, eventually you'll get those rippers, those game changers. So just keep getting them with every single client. And from now on, okay, we've talked about going to past clients. We also want to do this technique from now on. Whenever your client during the process, whether it's at unconditional date, whether it's at contract time, even if the thing's not unconditional, just go through this technique. So we've asked them how we've done and they've raved on for 30 seconds or whatever about how satisfied they are. Then and only then do you pull out your little pocket camera and you use these words and learn these words specifically. It's very important. So write down these words. You don't mind if I capture just on my little pocket camera here the way that you feel, because the way that you feel is going to help me help more people just the way I've helped you. And that's the key, is you don't mind if I capture. Because what that's saying, first off, I'm not saying do you mind. I'm saying you don't mind. And for you guys who understand some of the linguistics training that I've had and that I've shared with you guys, you don't mind if I capture just on my little pocket camera here. That's an embedded command. That's a command saying you don't mind. It's not saying do you mind. So there's the script. You don't mind if I capture just on my little pocket camera here the way that you feel. Because the way that you feel is going to really help me help more people just the way that I've helped you. Now, think about it. What member of the public is going to say no to that? You know, literally, I've had basically no one say no to that when I've used it. It's going to, basically, that person is going to be saying, no, I don't want you to help another human being who's in need. You know, no one, if they're really happy with the service you've given and you've picked your right time, like when you've closed the deal or when it's unconditional or the day they move in or whenever they're really happy. In fact, whenever they say the word thank you to you, then you say, oh, well, just for the boss's feedback, you know, when you say thank you, how'd we go? You know, or whatever. And you get them to specifically say what you did well. And then you say, well, you don't mind if I capture just on my little pocket camera here. And that's the key. You're not bringing out a big Canon XLR, big sexy video camera. You're bringing out a little pocket camera or maybe even your iPhone. A couple of my guys are using just capturing it on their iPhone. Just get into some good light. And that is important. Get into a well-lit room and just say, you don't mind if I capture just on my little pocket camera here the way that you feel. Because the way that you feel is going to help me help more people just as I've helped you. And those words are chosen very specifically, so learn them perfectly. Now, if they do still look a bit worried, first off, what you can do is just hold the camera a little bit out of, don't hold it right up in front of your face, just hold it a little bit lower so that you can capture it. Now, practice keeping them in view, because I got one, a really good testimonial once, one of the first ones I ever got. And because I wasn't watching the little viewfinder, it ended up, you know, they ended up getting more and more out of shot and it looked a bit silly, but I still use it, doesn't matter. So just practice getting really good at it. And then just say to the person, look, don't even worry about this thing, referring to the camera. Don't even worry about this thing. Just talk to me from the heart the way you just did. You don't have to speak loud, just speak from the heart because your message is powerful. And if it doesn't make you look good, I'm going to delete it anyway. So just tell me what you just said then. Because remember, they just had a run through when the camera was in your pocket when you said, tell me how we did, just because the boss wants to know, you know. So then you grab the testimonial. Now, when you get that testimonial, them looking into the camera and them obviously knowing that they're being filmed, that also, and look, I'm not a lawyer, so again, here's a disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know this from a legal perspective, but from what I've been told, that gives you the legal release to use that testimonial in your marketing. Now, if at some time in the future they say they don't want you to use it, fine, you don't want, just stop using it, because you're going to have so many of these that it won't matter. But you know, you don't even need them to sign a waiver or sign a legal release because you've recorded it. It's like when someone takes wedding videos or even the paparazzi. The person who takes the video or the camera owns the intellectual property of that recording or that photo. It's like you get your own wedding photos taken and you've got to buy them off the guy who owns the intellectual property of you. It's kind of crazy, but that's the way we end up. So one thing I've done recently is I've started the thing recording and I've just said, while it's recording, but they don't know it's recording, I'm just holding it there just saying, well, just have a practice run through. and then they record it. You know, they say, okay, well, as a result of doing business with Glenn, blah, 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 I made 50 grand more than I thought I would, et cetera, et cetera. And then you say, then you pretend to start the video and you say, righto, we're rolling now, so say the same thing. Then you've got two takes and you simply choose the best one. So there's a few techniques for getting the video testimonial. Remembering to say, you know, if they look a bit nervous, just say, look, don't worry about this little thing. Just ignore this camera. Just speak to me. And if you don't look good, I'm not even going to use it. Just, you know, just speak from the heart because your message is powerful. So then you end up with a series of these. You know, some will only be 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Some will be 2 minutes. It doesn't matter. Just get them and get lots of them. Get them from buyers. One of my guys, I don't know if he ended up getting it, but he should have. He was telling me about some buyers that were basically saying, well, look, we love dealing with you. We got the house. And look, we probably paid a bit more than we wanted to. So how good a testimonial is that when you're using this with future sellers? You got happy buyers who got the property, but they paid a bit more than they wanted to. Brilliant testimonial. So you just become a menace to society with your camera, with your little pocket camera. One of the guys who I've been doing some business with lately, he carries his pocket camera around everywhere for this purpose, and he's got a promise out there that if you catch him more than 2 minutes away from his camera, he'll give you $300, you know, because he will never be in an opportunity where he isn't prepared to grab a video testimonial if needed. So what do we do with them now that we've got them? Well, that's an excellent question. Now, I want you to have a look. Now, whether you pause this and go and have a look now or whether you have a look later, I want you to put into Google or YouTube my name, Glenn Twiddle, and Joel Bauer, J-O-E-L-B-A-U-E-R. So that's Glenn Twiddle, and I hope you know how to spell my name. Look at the front of this CD. And Joel Bauer, Joel, J-O-E-L, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. Now, at the time of this recording, it's all over it, this testimonial reel that I just put up today. So hopefully it's still number one on Google or on YouTube. That you'll, because Joel Bauer gave me a testimonial. So I'm on that video. That's an example of what you should be looking to create. And you don't need any fancy dancy software or anything to do so. You simply can use one of two things. You can use Windows Movie Maker, which you've already got on your Windows. Just go under Accessories. It's already there, Windows Movie Maker. Or any other video editing software. I use Adobe Premiere Pro. It's quite expensive. But certainly Windows Movie Maker. I have done this with Windows Movie Maker. The one you're looking at does, in fact, it was made with Adobe Premiere Pro, but you can do exactly the same thing with Windows Movie Maker. And one thing that Windows Movie Maker or the other one does do that I recommend you do, when you're getting your testimonial, don't have them say, oh, you can if you want, but you don't have to. I recommend not. Don't have them saying, hi, I'm Mary, I'm a mother of four, and I live in, you know. You don't want them thinking too much. You just want them talking from the heart. But you can add their name and details with Windows Movie Maker as a title. Now, if you're looking at the one that I did, you'll see every time a speaker or a person of note says that I'm great and talks about me in a light, I've got a title that I added. So, you know, that identifies them. So you can certainly do that using Windows Movie Maker or any other video editing software. Add the titles. Because if you say to them for them to introduce themselves, it's just giving them another thing to think about. And I recommend against that. Nothing really wrong with them doing it. But you don't want them to be thinking of it as a performance. Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might know me from such films as, you know, you don't want them sounding like an actor. You want them telling their story from the heart. So if they don't introduce themselves, it sounds more from the heart. So you just add the title for them. Then you edit them together using Windows Movie Maker or other video editing software. You'll notice on mine what I did, which is easy to do, drag and drop using Windows Movie Maker. I added a soundtrack underneath it because my testimonials that I got were very noisy when I got them. So by adding that Rocky music underneath, not only does it give it some emotional stuff, which is pretty cool, it also dilutes that background noise. Because remember, you're going to be getting these testimonials out in the field. So there will be background noise, I would suggest, in some of them. So it doesn't matter. Just get them. Have a look at mine. You'll see that mine is done very, very raw, but it still does the job. Then when you've added them all together, you use Windows Movie Maker to, export that full completed product. Make sure on that video there's links to your web capture page, and get their details. So that, you know, that way when it's on YouTube and all over the internet and it goes viral, they know where to find you if they need to find you. So distribute the thing wherever you can. Put it on Facebook. Put it on YouTube. And you'll see that you only need 3 or 4 testimonials to get a good minute or two. And really, while yes, it would be great to have a 10-minute one of these, look, just get 2 or 3 minutes to start with. Get them together. But eventually, you can have a testimonial reel for every personality type, every gender, every career, every age. You can have young people, old people, you know, successful people, struggling tradies, you know, whatever. Get lots and lots of testimonials so that, because here's the thing, people live vicariously through other people. So when the accountant sees the accountant that tells all the facts and figures about how much you earned them and what, you know, they go into all the details, it might resonate with another accountant. And you'll be able to have a testimonial reel to take to each listing presentation based on what you think that person is going to be like. So it's certainly going to be a really, really powerful methodology. Now, other than YouTube, you could put those on a DVD and you could hand those out at open for inspections. And you wouldn't call them testimonials in that case. What you might call them, you'd print up a nice DVD with, you know, a nice looking DVD, and maybe contact me if you want to see the sorts of cases that I use. They're hard, solid plastic. They're not a normal DVD case. They're a hard, solid plastic case. They've got your photo photoshopped in all over them. They look good. They've got, you know, real estate looking covers. And it's called Glenn's Clients Speak, about how they, you know, did X or whatever. Talk about the result your client wants to get. You know, Bob's Clients Speak, that's you, your name, your clients speak about how X, you know, what techniques you used in order to get, you know, the most money possible for the sale of their property or something like that. You know, talk about the result that you want to generate and put that on a DVD as a take home for them from your open for inspections. And think about, remember we talked about my secret shop exercise recently, think about how good you look compared to your competition who hands out a black and white photocopied piece of A4 as take-home material when you've given them a great color, a well-printed glossy brochure or something like that, and a DVD. And it might even be testimonials interlaced with tips or something. But again, a valuable product that you're giving them. And again, you will be seen as, look, literally light years ahead of your competition. But here's the thing. I would suggest that half of the people listening to this CD will be entertained by it and will do nothing with it. The key to this technique is massive action. The key to this technique, now, for some of you guys on my program who I know, I'll be challenging you when I see you. I'll be saying, have you got your camera with you? Because if you do, I'll give you a testimonial right now. And if you don't, you've missed your opportunity forever. You know, because what if it's the only time you get to see me? Now, my testimonial won't be a lie. If you're listening to this CD, it'll be, you know, Bob has invested significantly in, you know, hi, I'm Glenn Twiddle. I'm the trainer and some people have called me the number one real estate trainer in the country. And I just wanted to talk to you today about Bob. Bob has invested significantly in his career. He has invested a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of money in investing in the skills, not only with me, but with other trainers, that is designed specifically to get the most money for your property. So if you're considering, you know, Bob, to sell your house, you know, against some other agents who maybe haven't done that sort of training, I would suggest that you list with Bob, because out of, you know, test him for his skills, he'll be able to show you why he's the man for you or something. Now, there is nothing in there that I'm lying. If you're invested in this program, you have invested significantly in the skills designed to get the highest price for this property. So again, if I catch you without your camera, you've missed out on the opportunity for me to give you a testimonial. But it doesn't really matter. I'm not just saying for me. I mean, whenever a client says to you, thank you, you should be prepared. Use these techniques, use these scripts, use these dialogues, get the video testimonials. You should end up with gigabytes of testimonials that you can string together. You should be able to do a 2-hour motion picture full of your testimonials. We call this a preponderance of proof and of social proof. other people talking about you folks is 10 times more powerful than you raving on about how good you are. And I say that with respect, because I know, look, I talk about how much I can help you guys, and I certainly understand the value of self-promotion. But believe me, when other people rave about me, it's more powerful. And when other people rave about you, it's 10 times more powerful than you saying it. A story I like to akin it to is I heard a speaker telling this once. If you and I were at a party, imagine we were at a party, and we overheard someone over the back at the bar saying, I've got a dodgy real estate agent, he never calls me, and he's telling me to drop my price, and I'm just sick of it. Now, if you as the real estate agent pop up to those two people having this conversation and you say, I couldn't help but overhear you, I'm a real estate agent, I've solved the problem you've got 15 begillion times, here's my card, call me if you need me. I would suggest that on the way out, when we're leaving that bar, when we see an ashtray by the bar, by the door on the way out, we're going to see your business card in that ashtray. However, if I snuck up to those guys and I was grabbing a drink and I just said, look, I was over there before and I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Look, I don't know if you know this, but see that guy over there? That's Bob. He's solved that problem that you've got about a gabillion times. And look, I don't know how busy he is, but if you can get his time, slip him your business card and see if he can fit you in just for a chat to see if he can help. I would suggest that person will follow you around that bar like a puppy dog until he gets your attention. It's the power of third-party, monetized and specific testimonial acquisition. Folks, I hope this has been a well-spent half an hour. I trust that it has. In fact, I'm quite confident that this has been the best half an hour you've spent in your real estate career. Now it's up to you to take massive action. Like I said, half the people on this program won't do it, because it does require some effort. It does require you to book some appointments with some past clients, to buy a pocket camera that does the video recording, to then lace them together. It takes, again, that one I did that you can see on YouTube if you Google Glenn Twiddle and Joel Bauer, that took me about a half a day to collect the testimonials and to put them all together, put the soundtrack on, edit them, blah, blah, blah. It took me about half a day. Because I don't know what I'm doing and I'm a technophobe. For you guys who know computers, it might take you a shorter amount of time. But get the job done and do it. Because, you know, again, once you do it and have it up on YouTube once and then promote it, stick that link, that YouTube link in your emails with Bob's clients speak, and then click here to hear what Bob's clients have to say. Put it in your email signature. The fact of the matter is, guys, do the work once and then utilize the marketing forever. Get the thing viral. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now. If you haven't already signed up for the Curious, the Real Estate Agent Summit this month, I'm going to take this opportunity now to insist, please come. I've given you a letter in with this recording. If you're getting this recording as a part of the CD of the month, there's a letter in there. It's got a discount voucher for you guys as a member of my inner circle. You need to come, because the training and the speakers that I've lined up are unparalleled, second to none, with a double your money back guarantee. Guys, get your butts to Curious. We're going to see you there. I can't wait to spend some more time with you. Bring your cameras, and on the breaks, I'll do as many testimonials as I can for you guys. Looking forward to catching up with you, connecting face-to-face again if you're at distance or whatever the case may be. For now, it's Glenn Twiddle signing off. We'll see you soon.